High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more High Five moments than ever before. You're going to want to High Five everyone. The neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your High Five moment awaits at highfivecasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on your next landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, we have the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscaping blocks ready to take home today. Plus, get fast, free estimates using our landscape design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on all landscape blocks when you shop at Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
I don't know if you got that audio, but that click was him. Well, the first thing was his sigh as he's halfway out the door remembering to do this. And the second sound was him just catching the headphones. And I'm not going to dress this up, fucking them on his head. He is now leaning over the microphone like an exhausted father of seven kids after a long day. And
I will say, we've loads to be doing. We'll catch you later.
Good luck.
Let's go, go, go.
Here I go.
Spins fully charged.
Feels so good.
Spin. Good morning. What's the story?
Hey, welcome. What's going on? Welcome to the weekend. Woo! Thank God for that.
We had short weeks all the way.
That was just, it was so easy.
It was a blink.
It was so easy. And not only is it Friday, not only is it the weekend, it's also Severance season 2 finale day.
Okay.
Big day. Mm. Big day in my house. As in for me.
Are your housemates not watching it? No.
No, they have no interest at all. But it is something that I have devoted the last 10 weeks to. It's something that I do a podcast on. And something,
give it a mention. It's a great podcast.
It's called Sev Heads. I do it with Fionnuala J. You can get it wherever you get your podcast.
Sorry, I say it's a great podcast because I've heard that, but I haven't actually listened to it myself because I haven't watched it yet.
No, stop.
So, but I hear yeah, it's a good podcast.
That's good.
People
that's good.
Like Callum say it's a good podcast.
Yeah, so. I'm happy with that. someone actually did come up to Fionnuala in Cork there last weekend and they said, I love your Sev Heads podcast. So we were happy with that.
That's brilliant.
That's what we were buzzing
yeah,
with that.
Of course.
So listen, Severance, it's a show that if you haven't watched, you need to watch. The two seasons, the last episode of season 2 today. I obviously haven't watched. I need to go home and watch as soon as the show has ended, and as soon as like our show has ended, and to go to the podcast. I'm so nervous because I've basically deleted Twitter off my phone.
Oh, that's a big step for our David Hammond.
It's a huge step because last night I was like muting every single word I could think of. Severance, and Severance spelled with an A and Severance spelled with an E, because I don't really know how.
Spelling it or whatever, yeah.
Exactly. Hashtag Severance and hashtag Severance with an E. Milchick, Cobell, Mark, Helly. Like all, I blocked every single word. Go on to Twitter this morning and it's like, my favourite GIF has just dropped, and it's a GIF from the show. It doesn't mention anything from the show. That's why the tweet comes up.
Right, yeah.
But it's like, my new favourite GIF, and it's a GIF from the last episode. And I'm like, I don't want to see anything. Like, I literally didn't see anything, but
still,
I don't need that.
You're worrying.
My biggest fear is like someone texting me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And being like, wow, what an episode.
What if I shocked you and said that I actually watched it, and I will tell you all now.
No!
So last night what happened was, the guy who was in the workplace found out that he actually had a job.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah, and he remembered that he could do life and the job.
Ah, no, spoiler!
Recharged.
Guys, this is Spin, your number one hit music station.
Good morning. I think that customer service reps they don't get enough credit for dealing with the public nonstop, but also being pretty terrible because they're just following a script for most of the time. But I prefer when they don't follow a script. I prefer when they're a little bit wacky. I had a problem with my like phone network, and I had like an online chat bot with, yeah, or not a chat bot, but an online chat with someone from the company to like help me my issue. And so I gave my issue, and the response was, "Ah, no, that's annoying."
Oh, I love that.
And I was like, "That's a bit of crack." Like, yeah. I don't know why, but I, "Ah, no, that's annoying." Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I was like, "That's kind of funny. I like the way."
I feel like now, because like obviously all the calls are recorded, and some of them, like when you're on the phone to someone, they're so pleasant.
Mm.
Like it's almost like, "God, I feel sorry for you," because you're clearly like have a smile painted onto your face. And you're like, "Everyone, leave me alone." But they're just so lovely.
So I've come up with I've found a lot of other examples of customer service agents either being absolutely useless or being kind of personal and just kind of very laxy-daisy about, you know, the language that they use. So this is with an Amazon one, and someone said, "I ordered these in June. They were delivered today. I had previously requested a refund but never received it." The customer service rep just replied, "Oh, God." This is with an...
That would be me.
Yeah, oh, God.
Oh, hell, sorry.
This is with an Apple rep. "To let you know, it'll cost you $250 to repair your AirPods. Is there a reason why the repair is more expensive than the product? I have no clue."
I'd be like, "Babe, I'm so sorry."
There's another one. It was Amazon. "Good day, I'm Abigail. Am I chatting with Lucy?" And then Lucy responds, "The Amazon app says the package was handed to reception. I don't have a receptionist. I just live in a house, lol." And the Amazon responds, "Lol." This is from another website. "For the security of your account, I've sent you a one-time password by text message." And the guy goes, "My phone got stolen. How am I meant to confirm? This is the whole reason I'm talking to you." Someone else on Amazon, "The return package was accepted by you on the 17th. And Amazon chatbot goes, "Please give me a moment. I just need to step away briefly to use the bathroom. I'll be right back." And then a couple of minutes later, "I'm back. Give me a second to verify the shipment." This one I really enjoyed. "Apologies, we are currently having emergency issue. We are currently having an earthquake here. Please do contact us again. I hope you understand. Goodbye."
Please don't contact
no,
me.
No, please
if you're
do.
Dealing with an earthquake, just go and look after you. Like, this message is not more important than getting yourself sorted.
This was another one from Walmart. "Thank you for chatting Walmart Family Mobile. Hi, customer." And the customer goes, "Hello." Mm. And Walmart goes, "I'm sorry to hear that." And the last one is, "My name is Tanguchi. How may I help you? Hi, I received my order today and the shoebox is in rough shape. Tanguchi." I do not speak English.
At least Google Translate, come on.
You said, "How can I help you today?" I do not speak English.
Fair play. And like, honestly, doing God's work. I'm going to ask Dave on my left, Callum on my right, as kind of my moral compasses this morning.
Joker's to the left. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
Tune. Okay, so here's the deal, and you listening, by all means, get your opinion over. Am I a bad daughter?
Oh, yes.
Essentially is where I'm at.
Yes, next.
She left home, she came to the big smoke.
No, I do make a huge effort to get home as often as I can.
You do, to be fair, and I have to give it to you. You drive that M9 like no one I know.
Totally.
It's awful.
Unbelievable. But basically, my mom is a very cool lady, and she currently has an art exhibition that she's worked her backside off on for the past like 6 months, and I won't get into how conceptual it is, but it's super cool, and it's something to do with wool and a carpet factory that shut down in York.
Mom's having a bit of a break. No. It's very cool though.
It's very, very cool.
Yeah, Kate, you're doing a great job. Well done.
It's an exhibition and it's on in a place in York at the moment, right? And it's been running since last weekend. I couldn't get down last weekend, so all my family went to the opening, the speeches, all that stuff. I felt like a bit of a bad daughter.
Okay.
But she understood that for a long time in the diary I wasn't going to make it, and I had plans made long before I even knew she had an exhibition on that particular same weekend, right? So that was grand. But the exhibition closes this Sunday.
Okay.
And some of my family are away visiting my granddad in Spain. But she does have plans in the sense that if I do travel down to the exhibition, I can't stay with her because she has friends staying in the house this weekend.
Right.
Get me? And my sister is away at the moment, so I can't stay at her house. So if I go down to y'all in County Cork, it's not even the M9 now. We're talking about the M7.
Okay.
I would have to do a round trip.
Oh, on the one day?
On the one day, right. She has said to me on the phone, "Don't you dare even think about it. You've enough going on. Don't be coming down." But I just feel if this exhibition closes on Sunday and I haven't made the effort to pop a head in, black mark for me going forward. I'm probably out of the will.
Yeah. So I'd say you'll be the focus of the next exhibition. you know.
Yeah. Bad daughter.
Yeah, it's like the whole name is like I tried.
A visual representation about how my daughter made me feel.
Look at all the things I've done.
Yeah.
Look at what she can't
even
do.
And it's all the bright colours for what she's done and all the dark colours. Yes, just to kind of say, I would rather not take that on.
Yeah.
I also am like, the dog would have to come.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a long drive. What else can I say? I would like to see it if I could just close my eyes, wish and jump on my left leg for 5 times and be there.
Okay.
Brilliant. I want to go see it.
You had a magic carpet. You could just
walk. It's just so far away.
Yeah. Next weekend is Mother's Day. So could you like kind of kill two birds with one stone with that? It's like, I know that the art exhibition finishes this weekend. She'd obviously pack it all away. Could you not go down next weekend?
Yeah.
Give her like smother her in Mother's Day presents. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, hey, have you got any of that art that you can show me now?
Well, you see, this is the thing about the art. I helped her with the art two weekends ago.
Did you?
I took videos of her weaving that she needed for
her project.
She painted
the macaroni.
So you know what the art looks like?
I've seen it, yeah.
Oh, well then.
But it's not on display.
Ah, that's fine. Take a photo.
I would be very much be
if
like,
you
don't
were
make
in my position, picture. David Hammond, would you go?
No, but I don't know Katie that well.
No. It was your own mother.
It was my own mother. If my mother was an artist, now I would love to see that. No, I probably wouldn't go. Especially if it was down in Waterford. Like, that's ages away.
Well, this is even in County Cork.
I don't even think I'd go over to Finglas to see my mum's art.
Callum,
I'd bend over backwards. I'd be there. But that's what I would do. But I'm not saying that you should do it.
Don't do it. Don't do it. That's way too much.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to go down for Mother's Day again next week.
Yeah.
Just say, oh, you came down specifically to see her for Mother's Day and to see this painting. And, oh, has it ended? Ah, no.
Devil on my left shoulder, angel on my right shoulder. That's the way this is going to be, I think, for the next while. Okay, I still haven't decided. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
How good is that? New Era and Generation Love here
Big
on Spin.
Fan. So good.
You're with Emma and Dave. I was just telling you, a bit of a predicament of sorts this weekend. My mom is an artist. Yeah, that's what she is. And she has an exhibition on at the moment in Youghal in County Cork. Basically, just due to stuff going on at home and people not around, there's no bed for me in Waterford this weekend, even though the exhibition's in Cork. And I was saying it would be a round trip tomorrow.
That'd be a nightmare.
And essentially, would I be a really bad daughter if I didn't make an effort to go and see it before it closes on Sunday? Dave was saying, don't bother. Callum was saying, I'd bend over backwards for my mom. So now I just don't know what to do. Emma was in touch.
Emma, it's Doreen here.
Oh, Doreen, sorry.
Why don't you go down this Sunday and then don't go down next Sunday? Bring the Mother's Day presents down this Sunday.
Mm.
You'll see the art exhibition and also go for lunch with your mom. And that way you're killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah, that's not a bad shout at all.
In your case.
Yeah, one trip. That's actually, that's a good idea.
Yeah, but then I'd also have the guilt next weekend if I don't have
you
to
would.
Mother's
I
Day.
Totally know you would. Mother's Day would come along and you'd be like, I feel so bad.
Yeah. Then this is April.
Emma, you have to go.
Okay.
Like, remember when you were younger and you were delighted if you had something and you seen your mom there? Like, imagine how your mom would feel if you went down to Cork and you went. She would be absolutely delighted. So now it's time to give back to your mum.
Who's that?
Crying.
Is that April?
Yeah, I feel
like
crying.
Don't mind April. April, don't mind her.
I actually feel sick.
Don't mind her.
Viola, Emma, she would be so touched if you go down. Make the effort and go.
Who's that? Viola, don't mind her. Don't mind her. Don't mind April, don't mind Viola. Listen, you are busy. And your mum's art, it's not that good.
She's amazing. This day last week was quite a different morning, Dave.
It was intense.
We were sitting in the gorgeous Cut Price Jewellers. In the private room in the heart of the Liberties, and it was amazing crack. And essentially, the plan and what we were doing there was giving away to someone who listens to this show a €5,000 engagement ring. Now, there were three couples there, and they were kind of getting knocked out across different challenges. One challenge was a brainchild of our producer, Callum. And he was honing in on the fact that around weddings, you'd have like a hen party. So we honed in on the word hen and said, what can I do with that now? And he has a very creative brain. And he said, let's play a game where people have to cluck like hens and others have to identify the song based on just clucking the hens rather than clucking the lyrics rather than singing the lyrics.
Don't
themselves.
Ever say that this show is not highbrow.
I know.
And you know what I mean? Our budgets are crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah, we decided to play a little cluck cluck game. It sounded like this.
Cluck, 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 cook, 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 cook. Cook, cook. Cook, cook, cook.
I don't think a single couple managed to guess one song correctly.
No, not even one.
Both couples got zero.
And producer Callum, very, very unhappy. He thinks it's a fantastic game.
I'm blaming the players and not the game. I think, on paper...
Play the player, not the game.
Yeah,
hey.
It's very simple. Yeah.
Okay, well... Good news, he's making us do it all again.
I told you I would. I said on Tuesday, by the end of the week, we will play it on the show and it will be better than last Friday.
He is adamant that there is potential success for the clucking game on the show, even though right now there's nothing to do with hen parties.
No,
I'm not sure what we're
going
still
on.
In the wedding theme. For the
crack. This is just to boost my ego.
Yeah, this is so the boss can go, all right, he's not completely
He's not completely useless, yeah. So what do you think? Could you guess a song if it was sang in a cluck way? Well, if you want to play, we'll give you a cinema pass for every single song you get right. And all you got to do is to qualify to play this game is identify the song that I'm about to cluck.
Oh,
087 711 1038.
Okay, we all know Dave's a big clucker.
Yeah, so big clucker.
This is right up the street.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Cluck, cluck, cluck. Cluck, cluck, cluck. Cluck, 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 cluck. Cluck.
Click,
I already see people are getting it right.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that, thank God.
So this has already gone better than last Friday.
Now listen, if you get your answer over to us, you could win a load of cinema passes this morning for guessing more of these songs that we are getting ready to cluck for you. I'm channeling my inner hen.
We can do it.
I was thinking of the other one and I was going to say it and then I was like, can Dave channel the male version? Can I say that word? Because it's just a hen. It's just a male
cockerel.
Hen.
Cockerel.
Okay, yeah. Dave's channeling his inner cockerel and we are getting ready to cluck for you. Get in touch right now with your guests on WhatsApp 087 711 1038.
Fully charged. Recharged.
Crystal, the days, this is Spin, your number one hit music station.
All right, so last week at the Cup Rice Juniors final, producer Callan came up with a game called Hen Party, right? It's where someone in, or chicken game, or whatever it is. It's where someone in a couple clucked a song like a hen, and the other person in the couple had to guess the song they were clucking. It did not go well.
No, this was like the joke of the morning. The Cup Rice Juniors staff were saying, Callum, I think you're P45, we're waiting for you.
Yeah, boss
was
texting
to
Callum.
Yeah, and I said to our boss, Nick, earlier on in the week that I'm going to bring it back to the show, and it's going to go really well, and so far so good, because Dave, you clucked a song for the qualifying question.
I was very, very happy.
What did it sound like?
It sounded like a cluck, 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 cluck.
In order to get on air to play, you had to identify that song correctly, and people have done just that.
Yes, so
happy
days. I'm really excited now, because qualifying question has gone really well.
Yes.
So now it's the moment of truth where we bring someone on and see, are they going to get better than last Friday, where everybody who played this game scored a big fat zero?
Just for total transparency, this whole segment on the show is to boost Callum's ego.
Yes.
For absolutely no other reason.
Please tell me that I'm a good producer.
Monica is standing by this morning. You found that setup from Dave, all right, Monica, yeah?
It was really easy, actually.
Yeah. Well, what was Dave clucking at you? Which song?
I think it's APT, Bruno Mars and Rose.
Well,
I'm
you're
not sure about the title.
You're spot on.
APT
spot on.
Is exactly right, Monica. Okay. Congratulations. You have qualified to play our game called... What is this? Just the chicken game? The clucking game? Here we go.
We're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. You need to guess as many as you possibly can between me and Dave, okay?
Cool.
Here we go.
3, 2, 1.
Cluck, 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 cluck. Any idea, Monica?
No.
Okay, here we go.
Cluck, 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 cluck,
cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck.
I think I know, but I cannot.
Brilliant.
Okay, how about an easier one? Cluck, 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 cluck.
Monica,
you're killing us.
I'm so sorry.
What you need to do, Monica, is you need to talk directly to producer Callum and tell him it's a useless game.
Terrible game.
Please do.
Yeah.
No, she's too kind.
Thank you.
Okay, Monica, thank you very much.
Nothing.
See you later, Monica.
Callum, just go.
I feel like this is a massive setup. It was just like, this is a massive prank.
Yeah, we got Monica on just specifically to be really bad at the game.
Surely, that was Sabrina Carpenter espresso.
Look, it is just, it's just the way it is. It's just the game.
Sometimes you have to just realise things don't always, like, you can't all the time be brilliant.
And we already play a game where you have to guess songs.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to do that later. It's called The Golden Ticket. You could win a holiday. Whether it's here, all you just win is pride and an ego boost for Callum.
On the WhatsApp there, Sally Ann has just messaged. She's messaged as she was listening to the game. She got all three correctly there.
Did she?
I got all of those cluck songs correctly. Justice for Callum from Vanessa. Thank you. They're all on my side.
Okay.
And a game should be called What the Cluck.
What the Cluck? Who said that?
I don't know, but you can have my job. Andrew, there you go.
Okay,
there's my
what the cluck? All of a sudden, I'm into the game being a thing.
Suzanne, great game.
Yeah.
The people want it. Are you listening, Nick? Are you listening, bosses?
Well, boss Nick is listening, and he's just texted, and he said, for the love of clucking God.
So there you go.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
The weekend, dancing in the flames on Spin. I hope it's untrue. Say it isn't true.
Is that a song?
It's from Blood Brothers, the musical.
You know musicals?
It isn't so. Say you didn't mean it.
What's going on? I don't understand what this is. This is a musical and you know it.
Emma's taken on a new personality
after your one got fired.
I saw Blood Brothers years and years ago. God, it really touched me. Anyway,
you just saw my eyes go, huh?
Anyway, the weather's meant to turn today.
I heard that. I heard at 12 o'clock. Literally, my housemate just texted me because I was like, isn't it lovely out? And he was like, get ready. 12 o'clock, it's going to rain from then until August. So
it's only just, you know what always happens? It's just when we're getting into the swing of it.
Yeah.
Just when we're getting into the swing of our new routines.
And we're very good at the sun. We're very good at the
heat. I walked down Drury Street yesterday and it was like I was in Barcelona.
Yeah.
People sitting out on the street. It was stunning.
It was absolutely
lovely vibes.
I walked in a t-shirt yesterday.
Oh my God. Okay, it wasn't that warm.
It bloody was.
I just still in my jacket.
Anyway, unfortunately it is true.
Well, it was nice while it lasted.
Yeah, you should look up that song from Blood Brothers. It's great.
Okay,
it's
really touched me. Rise and shine. Wake up in the morning.
Spins fully charged. Hello, what's the story?
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday.
Yeah, Friday vibes, TG. I made a bit of a fool of myself.
Yeah,
classic.
What happened?
So yesterday I was just strolling around town and even though it was so calm and it was so sunny and gorgeous, the wind just kind of caught me and blew me into H&M.
Oh no, I hate when that happens.
Really weird. And I walked out with a top and a pair of jeans. I don't know how it happened. Again, the weather was just mental. And so that was fine. My boyfriend Jack had been away working and when he got in yesterday evening, he said, oh, new trousers. Now, I've only been living with him a few weeks and I think he's starting to go, this girl is mental and spends way too much money on clothes. And so I kind of, with all the clearing out we're doing, they're ancients. I found them in the back of my wardrobe.
So hold on, you lied.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Big time, yeah.
I said, no, they're ancient. And he went, yeah, right. They're class. They're brand new. I said, no, lying through my teeth. Anyway, that was fine. As you both know, because I was asking your opinions on them, I went and got myself some new Converse the other day online.
Oh, yeah.
And they were due to be delivered on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got a text from Jack there. He's just back from walking the dog. And he sent a photo of a package on the front doorstep and said, something turned up in the back of your wardrobe again. Weird.
That's clever.
I said, oh, wow, what a strange occurrence. Madness. And he said, that's just so weird. Need to get that sorted.
Oh, wow.
Cut out.
New Converse. Exciting.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Good morning. Tomorrow will be the day of the last month for my 20s. Because tomorrow, in 1 month, I will be 30 years old.
Are you making the point that your birthday is the 22nd of April?
22nd of April.
Cool, that took me a minute. Whoa.
Sorry.
Okay. Yep.
But yeah, from tomorrow, it'll be 1 month until I'm 30. So I've 1 month left of my 20s, okay? Everyone keeps asking me, I was home at the weekend, what are you doing for your birthday? And will we go for dinner? Will we go for drinks? Will we dress up all fancy? No, is the answer, okay? I don't want that. I'm not living in denial here or anything. I don't think that I'm a kid or would think that I want to live in my 20s forever. I don't care about turning 30, But what I do care about is a birthday party, right? Mm. I don't want to do the whole dressing up fancy and going to the Shelburne or, you know what I mean? Whatever.
Where people, would you ever go to the Shelburne?
I don't know what people do for their 30th, but I definitely know it's not this because I've decided to have a kids adult birthday party, okay?
Yes.
When you're like bringing your kids or bringing, say, your little sister or something to like a fun zone or something like that, you're not instantly like, I want to do that. That looks like the best crack ever. Like when you go to Fantasia and you go into the jungle zone, you're like, I want to do that.
You want to live in a world where there's adult playgrounds.
Exactly. And I don't understand why we can't do that. So I've decided for my 30th, we're going to have a kids adult birthday party, right?
Dave, you've been super busy this week. I've never seen you in work.
It's incredible. And you're invited too, by the way, to this kids adult birthday party. I've been working very, very hard in the background. Okay, I've been sending emails, I've been doing calls, I've been doing texts. I want to have an amazing kids adult birthday party. I asked you where I should have it. You gave me a lot of suggestions. A lot of people have said Jump Zone in Santry. Now, I've got a friend on the phone. His name is Declan.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, Declan. Declan is my friend. He's the Jump Zone manager, I'll have you know.
How did you get his number?
Look, I have people in high places. Declan, how are you doing this morning?
Not too bad, Dave. How are you?
Not too bad. Listen,
Declan,
right.
How do you
morning,
even
Emma.
Know this? I know my name too.
No. He knows everything,
this
Declan.
This man's been briefed.
He's a man of many talents.
All right, so Declan, we have been talking about the fact that I want to have the best adult party ever, and the way to do that is to be a kid again and to have a kids adult party, and that's what I want to do. A lot of people suggested Jump Zone, so here is my very, very important question to you, Declan. Can I have my birthday party in your Jump Zone?
Yes, you can.
Yes, come on.
Oh my god, wow, this fella just fecking, he's such a chance.
This, we're off to a great start. Okay, so tell me, what is it, because a lot of people were suggesting it, what is in the Jump Zone in Santry? Like, why would it be a good place for me to have a kid's birthday party as an adult? Like, why is it good?
Okay, in Santry, we're an indoor inflatable park, adventure park, okay? There's no trampolines here, but we do have a huge area, various different things. So we actually just changed it, okay? In January, we updated everything. So the main feature now is to get a generator, which is like a gladiator-style conveyor belt that you've got to run up and try to get up to the top.
Amazing.
Which is very tough, but it's very good. We have the ninja run. We have the warrior run. So have the ninja walls. We have sweeper arms. We have dodgeball courts. We have balls that you have to bounce across, like you used to see on the knockout. You have to jump across the balls.
Oh my god,
it's great fun.
Definitely, I can't tell you. You know when someone like describes a burger and you start salivating. Whatever the equivalent of that is for this, that sounds unbelievable.
Declan, can I ask you now? Do you often get requests for 30th birthdays at your Jump Zone?
We do corporate events and everything, yeah. So it's not just children's parties, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You're over 5 to any main inflatable, but once you're over 5, absolutely no problem at all.
I am over 5. I can promise that. I'll bring my ID, Declan. Okay.
Please do, yeah.
and what do you think? So it's no trampolines. I didn't know that. So it's kind of just inflatables everywhere, is it?
In Santry, yes. Yeah. In Sandyford and Liffey Valley, our branches over there, we do have trampolines.
Okay.
But in Santry, it's just one.
I'm liking the Santry vibe already. Yeah. I'm really, really liking it. Now, here's my question.
It's a great one.
Okay, I believe you. And, I think this honestly sounds like a fantastic place to have your birthday. So here's my question. The 22nd of April, I will be 30 years old. Oof. What do you think? Can you hold it there?
No.
Okay, fantastic.
Everything was going so well,
and then we just hear it. No, why not the 22nd?
Yeah, unfortunately, those couple of weeks are at Easter break and stuff, so we are already extremely busy and booked to a degree. But I've already got.
Listen, I don't mind if you want to cancel them bookings. Don't worry about it.
How about Tuesday the 8th of April?
Tuesday the 8th of April. That's kind of you to suggest, maybe a little bit early. You're still very much 29, but
yeah,
you know.
I would be 29. The Tuesday the 8th of April.
Very soon.
I suppose I am kind of, I suppose Spin is paying for this, so it doesn't really matter. do you know what, Declan? You've got yourself a deal.
Come on, Declan.
Tuesday 8th, I will be free. We're going to have a party for my 30th, even though it's 12 days before it. But don't worry about that. That sounds fantastic.
Declan, can we bring all the people that listen to the show?
Yes, you can.
We only want the best for our Dave. So what kind of food options are there?
Oh yeah, what's the story of food?
We in the cafe stuff, it's just snacks like, you know, crisps and chocolate, that kind of stuff. Right. And we can organise some pizzas for you.
Oh, listen, that sounds good.
The snacks alone are Dave's typical lunch, yeah. So that's pretty damn good. Sounds great to us. Very exciting times.
I can't wait. Declan, I am so excited. I've never been more excited to turn 30. I am so excited now. I'm so proud of my idea. And Declan, you've made it come true. Thank you so much.
No problem at all, Dave. And we'll see you soon, okay?
See you on the 8th for a jump. Will you come jump with us, Declan?
I will, of course. Yeah.
Good man. Good man. Can't wait. Declan, thank you so much. Have a fantastic day.
I'll see you later, okay?
Bye. That's it. I can't believe it.
That's amazing.
In.
And Declan's coming for a jump. I'd imagine him in a full suit.
Now, come here. I know everyone wants to come for a jump, okay?
Yes.
This is the adult kids' birthday party for
Dave. 8th of April.
Yeah, listen, it's locked in. It's done. We'll tell you real soon how you can get yourself tickets to this. Like, you listening, the more the merrier. We want this place stacked.
It's going to be a lot of crack.
I presume, obviously, it goes without saying tickets will be free for this.
Now, you see, right, okay. They will be free, but you got to bring me a present. It's my 30th birthday.
Dave, that's ridiculous.
It doesn't have to be big. You don't have to get me a PlayStation, but you have to get an entrance fee of a present. I think that's fair enough.
That's ridiculous.
I think that I'm turning 30. It's a big day.
I didn't get presents from the listeners for my birthday.
Yeah, I know, but we didn't do something this exciting.
Okay, listen, just keep the date in mind. Check your calendar right now. Mark it in April 8th. We want you at Jump Zone in Santry. There will be tickets on this as well, but they will be free.
Yeah. Maybe I'm a size large in car, by the way.
Oh, I'm so excited. It's happening. Dave's adult kids' birthday party for his 30th.
Recharged.
So look, we're at Friday the 21st of March and we're only, what, a week and a few days away from what I think is the worst day of the calendar year. That day is April 1st.
Oh.
And that day, to me, is not good for people who are anxious. It's not good for people who are gullible, and I am the most gullible of all.
You are pretty gullible, in fairness.
And it's not good for people who get embarrassed easily, like me, who continuously fall for stupid things online and in person. I don't like walking around going, is someone going to leave a whoopee cushion on my chair? I don't like...
Yeah, it's not really for you.
Going to put like milk in my cereal, but is it slime? Like, just leave me alone. Yeah, I just want to get on with my life.
Salt in the sugar jar and all that. Yeah.
Of all of the kind of things that fall in the calendar year, April Fool's Day is the most stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It puts a lot of pressure on people who work in the media, by the way. What can we do, guys? Nothing. Let's just get on with our day. I said to producer Callum the other day, because last year, I think, whatever way it fell at the weekend.
Yeah.
And I was thrilled.
Thank God it did.
So I was like, oh great, we're not on air that day. We don't have to come up with something stupid.
Yeah.
And I said to producer Callum the other day, don't tell me we're on air for April Fool's Day. He said, yeah, it's falling on a Tuesday. And I said, I'm not doing anything. I'm not coming in. If I'm going to come in here and there's going to be like, I don't know, some kind of a scary looking person with a mask going to frighten you. I just don't want to be a part of it.
For context, last year, our boss Nick was like, what are we doing for April Fool's Day? And we were like, nothing, it's the weekend. He's like, oh, we could do like a prank phone call. And we were like, we'll see you later. It's the weekend, man. Good luck.
So basically, online, if you're into your iced tea, you might be familiar with the brand Lipton. I'm sure, Dave.
Oh, I do know Lipton.
Yeah. Well, basically, they put up the other day, and this is what gets me even more.
Oh, is this an April?
Yeah, when they do it like a week in advance, so because it's too obvious in April Fool's Day, they put up this big post online freaking people
stupid.
Out here into the drink, saying, you might have heard that our iconic peach Lipton iced tea flavour is getting discontinued. This is the peach flavour, which is the most popular.
Yeah.
Fans were going mad online.
I love
like,
peach
what
iced
the hell?
Tea.
Why would you get rid of your most popular product? And literally over a week out from April Fool's Day, they did that. In response, now someone in PR for Lynx Africa was saying, I'll take the mick out of Lipton peach, but also get people talking about Lynx Africa.
Okay.
And they mimicked that online yesterday, saying, you might have heard that our iconic Lynx Africa scent is getting discontinued. We know it hurts. Sorry if we've ruined your go-to fragrance. And they signed off yesterday. It did catch people out again because it was the 20th of March.
See, this is not, you can't do an April Fool's Day that's not an April Fool's. Like, that's just tricking people. Like, fine, trick if you're weird, then fine, do it. But like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, I understand the point because I do know an influencer who was talking about Lipton being finished and she went and bought some. she was like, oh, well, they're going out, so now I want to try it.
Yeah,
and I was like, that's kind of genius, because the sales probably skyrocketed.
Yeah, but it's also, you're conning people, and it's a week out, so it makes, like, are you now saying that from the 20th of March until, what, the 10th of April, you can't trust anything? Whatever about on the day itself. It just all needs to stop. This is my plea. Can we please drop it?
Yeah.
Can it be removed from the iPhone calendar? Can Apple say, let's just take it out of everyone's minds and heads? If you work in brands, just stop.
Some of them were fun. Like, a couple of years ago, everyone, like, no one, I feel like, was on the pulse for April Fool's Day. Everyone just kind of forgot that
that
was...
distracted by COVID or something.
Yeah, but, like, I remember a couple of years ago, Google created this thing called Google Smell, and people, it was, like, for these specific photos. Yeah. It was, like, you can smell the flowers and the grass or whatever, and people are going around sniffing their phones.
Yeah, I'd sniffed.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
And but, I felt like a big eejit.
But I love that. I, like, feel like no one really thought about it, being like, oh, it's obviously an April Fool's. You do anything on April 1st nowadays, and it's just like, this is obviously an April Fool's. Like, no, genuinely, I'm just having a bad day. Do you know what I mean?
Well, some of the worst ones over the years, a museum in Philadelphia, this is back in 1940. This is how long the stupid day is doing the rounds. They caused widespread panic. They said the world was ending.
Mm.
And back then, that's before you could Google it, people were freaks.
Yeah.
Right? It was a big backlash situation. Now, these guys should have known better in 2015. A Manchester police department, your people, Callum, they got in massive trouble because
people
they joked
in Manchester
about letting prisoners go.
Oh no.
They said on that day everyone can just set be free. Obviously there was pandemonium. Then back in 2002, radio hosts, again, it falls into our category.
Yeah, sorry, our bad.
Embarrassing. This is in Kansas City, so far away enough, I suppose. But they joked? What's joking about saying that there's like carbon monoxide in the water that everyone's drinking in the area?
Yeah, there's joking and then there's just like panicking people.
Yeah, the police received more than 100 calls from worried residents, and a city official likened the hoax to a terrorist attack. It was shocking.
So, there you go.
Look, just stop.
There's only one show on Spin that'll do that, and that's Jamie and Shireen, all right? So if you listen to them and they are saying that something's gone wrong, like the spire is about to be replaced with a giant photo of, you know, Michael D. Higgins or whatever.
It's a lie.
That's just Jamie and Shireen all over. We would never do that to you.
Callum, I need you to promise on air to me now while people are listening to verify this, and on the 1st of April, we can have a normal day.
Prank-free zone.
Yes.
We might think of something good, though.
No, Dave. You're the worst. You're the worst.
Firing you.
Prank call. Let's do a prank call, guys.
All right. I am having a 30th adult kid's birthday. It's coming on April 8th. Very exciting. We're doing it in Jump Zone. I just spoke to my friend Declan, who's the manager of Jump Zone. He said, you can come too, but you got to bring me a present. So we're going to tell you how you can come to that party a little bit later on in next week.
The big party's happening on the 8th of April, and there's great excitement about this. This in from Fiona.
David Hammond, I am having my son's 8th birthday party in Jump Zone and Santry next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually want to go to your birthday party more than I want to go to my son's birthday party.
Understandable.
Which is brilliant, great. And I'm 47. By the way, I love Jump Zone and Santry. It is the best place ever.
I'm buzzing for this. I cannot wait. We're taking over. The adults are taking over Jump Zone.
I've never been, so I'm so buzzing. This is exactly what I wanted. Who was that? Fiona?
That's Fiona.
Fiona, you're on the list.
We'll give you all those details as soon as we have them to get your free tickets. Callum's going through some pretty life-changing stuff at the moment.
Yeah.
Puberty.
As you can tell by my voice. No, I'm kind of going through a little bit, yeah, a lot of life-changing stuff and a little bit of a crisis at the moment.
Mm.
But this isn't the crisis. The crisis is in the story. So me and my girlfriend of 7 years, we split up a couple of weeks ago.
Boom.
No drama, still pals. Good, things are good.
Things happen.
Yeah. When things are done, you just kind of know and you move on and no resentment or anything. So that's kind of happened. A lot of life changes going on at the minute. But one of the things, and this is my crisis, and this is different people are telling me to do different things. So we had a holiday booked for next week. It's just a Lanzarote for a couple of days. Nothing exciting,
lovely.
Nothing too fancy.
Break up kind of the springtime getaway.
Yeah.
Get a bit of sun, yeah.
Absolutely.
Don't mention break up.
But we refunded the hotel and said, be a bit weird if we go together, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And said, right, I said, do you mind if I still go on the holiday? And she was like, yeah, that's fine, that's fine. So they refunded the hotel, but you couldn't get a refund on the flight.
Sure, yeah.
Because we booked with a budget airline, and with those airlines, basically the only way to get a refund with them is if you're dead.
Yeah.
And you have to be like, prove your death certificate to get a refund. So the option is to use the flights and go on holiday, booking a different hotel for myself, or just let the flights go completely, because she has said to me that she does does not want to go.
Of course,
she doesn't want to fly. So a lot of my friends are saying, go, do it, own it, enjoy the break. It's only 3 nights.
Hell yeah.
And then a lot of my other friends are saying, it's a little bit weird. You're going to be a bit lonely. It's kind of sad. You're a bit of a loser. You're going to be a little bit sad. Like, I've already made up my mind and I know what I'm going to do. And I'll tell you before nine, like, what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
But I want to know what you would do in the situation that I'm in. So should I or would you do the holiday, or would you just leave it and lose the flight? So 087-711-1038. Do the holiday or lose the flights. You two, what would you kind of vibing with?
I see. I know you've had this kind of dilemma for the last couple of days. And so I was talking to Pip about it. And I was like, oh, do you know what? He should totally go on that holiday on his own. I would love to go on a holiday on my own. And that was the wrong thing to say. She was like, she goes in the fence. She's like, what's stopping you?
What's happening?
Like, off with you then.
Just
and
go.
She's like, I'm not stopping you. I was like, no, babe, listen, obviously I'd love to go with you as well. You know what I mean? Like, more so, of course, than being on my own. I just thought, like, you know, he needs his backtracking a lot here. But I did think it would be a fun thing to do. I would go, I would bring a PlayStation, I would, you know what I mean? I would
pack a PlayStation.
I'd just have the best time ever, just on my own for a couple of, what is it, like 4 or 5 days?
Yeah, 4 nights.
Oh, come here. Like, that is unbelievable. And then if you really want, you can go and hit the bars and meet up with people and chat and whatever. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But I just think it would be the best crack and absolutely what you need to just get away for a couple of days.
See, I couldn't.
You couldn't?
Why? Because from the moment I'd pack my bag and throw a pair of socks in, I'd think I'm in a movie.
Well, there you go. That's a good thing.
No sad music playing. Look at me. I go forward alone. I'm a single person now. And I'm taking on the world solo and independently.
But if you and Jack broke up, would you not want to, like, go and, you know, I need a couple of days and go off to Lanzarote and go for meals on your own?
He was meant to be sitting there looking at me.
Oh, that was another thing. It's like, if you go on your own, obviously I booked the seats and we were due to sit next to each other. So, but it's like, it's two ways. There's one, there's no one sitting next to you, but two, there's no one sitting next
to you. I live by one rule. You're never alone when you have a phone, right? You're never alone when you have a phone. You sit there for dinner, sit at the bar, sit at the pool, your phone, your iPad, you're watching YouTube on that, you're playing Subway Surfers on that, and you're just a drink beside you, and you've nothing. You, whatever you want to do on that, sorry, Pippa, I do love you, but whatever you want to do on that holiday, you can. It's up to you. My favourite thing in the world was when me and Pippa went to New York, but she was working the entire time.
Yeah.
And I had to do. Dave. I got to do whatever I wanted.
Whatever you want.
It was amazing.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Look, I see that side of it. I also see it might become quite sentimental if you're not ready yet. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, so the holiday. Would you go on the holiday, or would you just forget about the flights and leave it? 087-711-1038. I'll tell you what I've done as well in the next 6 minutes.
Interesting.
Your voice notes over as well. Our producer Callum was filling us in that essentially his 7-year relationship came to an end, and before that happened, there was a holiday in the diary for next week, just a few days switch off in Lanzarote as a couple, and basically the accommodation was cancelled, but the flights remain, and obviously they're costly enough.
Them damn flight companies.
He's made a decision on what he's going to do. Should he go on the flight on the holiday on his own or not? And he'll tell us in a few minutes' time. But some of his friends are going like, "Oh my god, man, go!" And others are saying, "Is that not a bit lonely and sad?" So kind of curious as to what you would do if you were in this situation this morning, Anita. What are you saying?
Ah, sir, pack the bag and be gone.
Really? Do you think?
Yeah. Breakaway, do you the world of good.
Yeah, I agree. And what about being on his own for 4 days? What do you think, Anita?
Sir Lanzarote is a busy place. You'd never be on your own.
Dead right. Very, very true.
Anita, very good words from you this morning. Noted. Thank you, gal.
Thanks, Anita.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Babs was in touch as well.
Callum, get yourself to Lanzarote. Do not waste this opportunity. Just going to the airport by yourself. No one saying, oh, here, hang on.
Yeah.
Hold this bag. I just have to run into Boots to get a travel size dry shampoo, blah, blah, blah. Go by yourself. Bit of sun on your bones, bit of vitamin D. You have your phone. Get a book. Go old school. Get a book. Download a little box set. Nice meals. No Lanzarote like the back of my hand. You need a nice steak, Chinese, Italian restaurant. I will spread the info I have. Get yourself to Lanzarote. don't be a loser, because in a few years' time, we look back and they're saying, God, remember that? Remember I just passed up an opportunity for a nice little jolly Talanza? Don't be that person. Go for it, Callum.
Oh,
nice,
my God.
A nice little jolly Talanza is my favourite.
It sounds like she's very used to going on her own as well.
And she's sick of whoever it is picking up that dry shampoo.
Unbelievable. There you go, Callum.
Babs, I love you. Carl was on as well.
Callum, I think you should go. Absolutely. As you said, there's no animosity there. Both of you have broken up on good terms or whatever. She said go, use the flights. Bit of sightseeing, bit of R&R, just what you need. And then back on to spin in the morning.
See, do you know what? You're the most organised man I know as well. You'd love this. There'd be no one like trailing along, being like, what are we doing next? You'd know everything. Do you know what I mean? You'd have the bus timetables for the Lanzarote bus.
Yeah.
Even buses you're not taking.
Actually, anyone else, no matter who it is going on holidays with you, would just slow you down.
Like, I could be in Lanzarote and want to go to the water park, and I'd ring Callum. Having known he's probably never been there before, I'd be like, what bus do I get to? He'd probably know.
I'd be in Timbuktu.
Yeah,
exactly. And I'd say, do you have a local taxi number? And he'd say,
just ring Enrique.
Yeah, yeah.
I love how Carl just finished it. We were like, and then come back to work in a couple of days.
Yeah.
So I will reveal, I am going to go.
Yay!
Obviously. I was like, and do you know what? One of the biggest people who said not to go, and he's been got a lot of mentions on the show this morning.
His boss.
Big boss Nick.
Yeah.
The toxic masculinity that airs from that man. He's like, no, that's so sad. That's so lonely. I haven't organised too much, but I have pre-ordered the new Hunger Games book.
So I'm going to take that.
Callum just by the pool crying.
Dublin travel with Just Eat's Freebie Friday. You can get freebies from your favourites every Friday.
Was booked.
This cocktail tastes like tears. People dancing around him.
At least it's not the hubba hubba.
Hey man, you just never know. Right. Thank you.
Wake up. Fully charged. We play the hits. This is Spin. You wake up in the morning. Spin is on.
Hope you're good.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to your weekend.
Do me a quick favour there, Dave Callum. Open your notes folder and just see if there's anything just a little bit random and obscure to divulge. I'm due to do the big shop today. So last night as I was in bed, I just typed out a few things off the top of my head that I felt that I needed to get.
Okay.
And I just opened it there and do you know what it says? Bulb with sticky bits. Bin bags, meat. That's all I have written on my shopping list. Bulb with sticky bits. Do you know what I mean by not the twisties? The bit that has the two outies at the bottom?
Yeah.
So sticky bits, bin bags, and meat. Not the most exciting Friday shopping list.
I've got nothing in my notes folder, and I usually have everything. Oh, shopping. Here we go. Shopping. Nachos, cheese, Doritos, and sauce.
Classic.
I wrote that on the 6th of February, 2025.
Brilliant.
And for me, the latest note on there is Christmas Day meat.
Christmas Day meat.
Meat?
Why?
Oh, when was it written?
The 28th of January.
Christmas Day.
I don't know what I was doing with it.
That's your latest note.
Yeah.
Do you not write notes?
No.
Oh, I write notes like every minute of the day.
My notes folders are wild.
My notes are in my brain.
Okay, fair enough. You have one of those brains.
One day on the show, I'll be brave enough to share you a poem I wrote in my notes folder in 2016.
No, do you know what? Don't worry about it. Honestly, don't worry about it. It's fine. Keep that private.
I was on a plane and
it's fine. Keep that private.
I decided that I would write. I thought maybe there was a bit of a wordsmith in me. And one day I might share that poem with
one
you.
One more tune? No, one more tune. Hey, one more tune. This is the where you'd pick a tune, right? And this is where me, Emma and producer Callum all pick a song. And
I vote for it, and
Callum wins.
Since Callum's been brought into the fold just over 4 weeks ago, he's won every single occasion since, really, which is infuriating.
Really depressing. Yeah. It's been getting really, really bad. So we would like a win today. I don't even care if it's Emma, to be honest. I just don't want it to be Callum. So we are going to all pick a tune and you have to vote for it, and it's going to play as the last song of the show to kick off your weekend.
So it's just Emma, Dave or Callum in a WhatsApp to 087-711-103. I'm going for this.
I'll be the IGGY, put my name in bold. I've been working, I'm up in here with some change to throw.
I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo.
Good choice.
IGGY. Bit of Iggy this morning. If you fancy, fancy. Didn't even mean to do that. It's Emma in a WhatsApp, please. Gonna need your votes. 087 711 1038. WhatsApp us now, please.
That's E to the MMA.
Beautiful.
IGGY. I've not gone for that one. I've gotten for something way better at this. Hell yeah, kick off your weekend in style with La La La, Naughty Boy and Sam Smith. If you want that to play as the very last song of the show, it's Dave in a WhatsApp now, 087 711 1038.
All right, come on, what's he got this week?
Oh, and here is the song that I am going for to try and win a record-breaking 5-1 more tunes in a row. It's this.
Oh, thank God.
That is The Saturdays and one of their greatest songs ever called Not Giving Up.
Who's that top person?
It's who,
who's that top person?
That top person that, there is by the name of Lorraine.
Lorraine, you're barred.
You're barred.
Absolutely barred.
That is The Saturdays and Not Giving Up. Give me 5 wins in a row. It's Callum in a WhatsApp. 087 711 1038.
Oh, sorry. We've another person barred here now. Sorry, that's yourself. Danny, you're barred.
Danny, you're barred.
Danny's voted for Callum for the last 3 weeks in a
ridiculous
row.
Ridiculous, you're definitely
so
barred.
Callum, right.
All right, come on, I'm going for Iggy Azalea and Fancy. Come on, help me out. Emma in a WhatsApp, please.
I've gone for Sam Smith, Naughty Boy, La La La. That's Dave in a WhatsApp.
And I've gone for The Saturdays Not Giving Up. It's Callum, C-A-L-L-U-M to 087-711-1038.
Ron Smith. Have you listening heard all this drama? Yeah, it's not 2013. We are in 2025. Surrounding Selena Gomez and obviously the Biebers, Hailey and Justin.
Mm.
If you're unfamiliar with the latest saga, get your Speedos on because we're doing a deep dive, okay?
There's a latest saga?
Another saga. This is quite the controversy online over the last couple of days, and I got my nose deep in it last night, and I got kind of sad as I was in there going, this is all just getting out of hand again. So essentially, this is all coming from TikTok, but before TikTok, this was a big YouTube video that was doing the rounds on this YouTube channel about a month ago, I think, and then some TikTok user took that video, chopped it into 7 parts, and this is now being dubbed like the TikTok series that has blown up completely.
Right.
And essentially what it does in this video, or the 7 parts, claims that Hailey Bieber stalked Selena Gomez, stalked Justin Bieber, and allegedly copied Selena's style and moves to win Justin Bieber's heart back in the day.
Okay? I did see the stalking of Justin. Well, like, she was a child at the same time. Like, she was just a big fan of him, but I didn't know about the stalking of Selena.
Yeah, well, again, this is all allegedly, allegedly. So when Hailey was a kid, her dad, you know, pulled in some favours and made sure I gave
Hailey Alec Baldwin, isn't
the
it?
Chance, yes, gave Hailey the chance.
Stephen Baldwin, I think.
To meet Justin backstage at a concert, and then there's clips of her all around the world where she, like, had the money, I suppose, to follow him to different, like, appearances and stuff that he was in. Now, she was a kid at this time, but in this series, it delves into all of this. Sorry.
Hailey would also appear at Justin's Toyota Concert Series performance in Rockefeller Plaza before following him to Los Angeles to attend the premiere of his movie, where she can be seen watching him from the sidelines.
Okay, grand. Lots of people are fans, and if they have the money, I'm sure, like, rich parents are going to get them up and close and personal with their icons.
Yeah,
back
if they
in the
can,
day.
Why not?
That's just, I don't really think that's stalking. The other thing about this is,
she was also a kid, like, you can't stalk.
She was a child. Yeah. Selena Gomez had a song out in 2020, went completely under the radar. I wasn't aware of it. It's actually a tune. It's called Ring, and it's been getting attention because of the lyric, "I received your message, all 23. Now, I do think this is like internet delirium levels, but fans are now thinking that this refers to Justin trying to contact Selena on his wedding day.
Oh God.
23 times. This is the lyric from the song.
Yeah, I received your message, all 23. So I just let it ring.
Do you believe for a tiny second that Justin Bieber contacted Selena Gomez, the girlfriend of his teenage years, on his wedding day? I think we can all agree that's very far-fetched.
I don't know.
Dave, come on, you're smarter than all this.
If I had Selena Gomez's number, I'd text her 23 times. No problem.
If you're marrying Hailey, you're getting married.
Yes.
It's nuts. So look, the hashtags are going around called hashtag Hailey Briber, which is, excuse me, a mix of Hailey and Bieber. And the other thing about this is they're claiming, and they've photographic evidence and all this, of how back in the day when Selena was with Justin, Hailey would post, say for example, Selena puts up a photo of her wearing a gorgeous pink dress.
I have seen this stuff,
give it 3 days and there's a beautiful photo of Hailey in the same dress. Not only that, but certain expressions, clothes, looks, hairstyles.
Didn't they meet up at an awards show only a couple of years ago and they were grand? They took a photo together. It went viral. Like, they seem absolutely fine.
Which I think they were both hoping would just put to bed all this rubbish, kind of, you know? But just back to that, the whole idea of her copying Selena.
Fans have dug up many examples of Hailey posting photos shortly after Selena where she's either wearing the same exact outfit or something very similar.
Yeah, so that's...
I just think the whole thing needs to go away. Let them be happy. Selena's with Benny Blanco. They're all over each other on social media at the moment. This is doing the rounds. We're at the point now where Hailey's actually looking for legal advice on this.
Really? Like, why? Like, just
a limitation lawyer.
Yeah, I'd say it's just like fans going mad. Like, there's always going to be the anti-Selena or the anti-Hailey.
But I suppose in this case, she's a mother now. This is really blown up. It's like massively viral online over the last few days. It's probably a bit much. And this is where you've it's already lost me. But especially when you have astrologists getting involved, breaking down the type of person that Hailey is.
Oh, for God's sake.
Based on the moon when she was born, or I don't know.
So her Venus here. So Venus represents love and relationships. This time, it's in Scorpio. Go figure.
What? Yeah. Oh, go figure. Oh, of course he was in Scorpio.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Go figure. She clearly has been copying Selena her whole life. She clearly was a stalker when she was an underage child.
She's a Scorpio. You can understand that.
I mean, go figure. Anyway, if you want some brain rot, give it a go. Otherwise, give it the swerve.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Mark it down. The 21st of March, 2025. David Hammond is... amazing. He's an athlete. He's an Olympian. He is the fittest man and healthiest boy in the world because he has made it to 5 days in a row in the green on his Whoop.
Cool. What does that mean?
Basically, being in the green means your body's fully recovered. It's at its peak condition for strain, meaning you can do a lot of exercise on that day. So usually I get on a Monday, you'd be in the green because Sunday you spend the whole day chilling out. Do you know what I mean? So usually you'd be in the green on the Monday.
So is the green to indicate you can go do a workout today and you'd probably smash it?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Okay.
The green is to be like, you know, you're all good, you're all set, your body's fully recovered, you're
go
in peak condition, go and get it, go wild.
Oh, fun. That's a good little incentive in the morning.
It is. And like, so the reasons you might be in the green is you're well hydrated, you're well rested, you've clearly eaten well, you haven't eaten or drank right before bed. What else? Your heart rate is good, you slept well, so your body's feeling recovered and you're basically ready to go. You also get a percentage recovery on the app. So the last few days I've been in the green and I was so excited.
Why is that, do you think? What have you done this week differently? Have you made like an active effort? Excuse the pun.
I've actually tried.
Okay, great.
I've genuinely tried to be a little bit healthier.
So it's achieved.
Now, I have and I haven't. Do you know what I mean? Like, what I mean by that is I've gone for a run twice. Do you know what I mean? And that's all. And I've gone for a couple of walks. Do you know what I mean? But like, I've gone to bed early. But at the same time, I still am in a little bit of a, how the hell am I in the green? Because I've broken down my week. And there's probably no reason I should be in the green. There's no way my body is actually recovered. There's no way I'm actually fit. Because the way I've had my week, it's been really quite poor. Right. Apart from the runs and the walks. But I woke up this morning after being 4 days in the green the last couple of days. And I woke up this morning and I was instantly on the phone to check the Whoop app to be like, am I in the green? Am I in the green? I'm in the green, baby. All is good.
Sure, it's not broken.
No. I've actually put it on someone else. I put the wristband on someone else. But... 5 days in the green. Very, very excited with myself. Very proud of myself. Let's break down my week. How did I do it?
Okay, brilliant. Because I know like a friend of mine, Emer, would be obsessed with her Whoop stats.
Yeah.
So I think it'd be good for every Whoop user to know what you need to do to achieve green.
Well, here's...
I might get on board.
Here's
tell
what
me
you
what
gotta
you
need. Do, right?
Okay,
here's
one second. I'm gonna pen.
Two runs.
Two runs, yep.
Two walks.
Okay.
Two breakfast rolls.
Oh.
One ready meal.
Right.
12 chicken dippers.
Okay.
One Beshoff Bros with chips and scampi.
Oh.
6 fish fingers. 3 waffles. 2 gone off eggs.
Oh, how gone off are they?
3 packs of chickadees.
Oh, lovely.
2 bags of mini eggs. Specifically the orange flavoured ones.
Love that.
So good. 1 scary movie. 5 glasses of water.
All week.
0 early nights. 0 pubs. Zero drinks. Okay, I'm starting to see why I'm in the green now, to be honest. And that's how I've never been in the green before. So it might be that. It might actually be
the
that.
The latter part. Stay away from the pubs. Stay away from the what else did you say?
The drinks.
No drinks, no pubs.
And zero late nights.
Well, David, that's the answer.
So there's the answer.
You're telling me I could still have chicken dippers, fish fingers, waffles, gone off eggs, mini eggs,
hell
orange
yeah.
flavour, do scary movies, and once I don't do drinks, pubs or late nights, I'm going to be in the green.
Pretty much. We're putting these athletes
on pedestals.
That's for my body. Do you know what I mean? My body's a temple. Do you know what I mean? It's very healthy body.
It's
able to deal with a lot. Other people may, you know, results may vary, is all I'd say. Do you know what I mean? I think if you went and did my week, your whoop would think you're dead. Do you know what I mean?
It's not very nice. It's not very nice at all.
It's not nice.
Get ready. Spin 103's Golden Tickets.
Hey, yeah. We have got a trip to Fuerteventura on the line. All you got to do, get some songs. Simple as that. 7 nights with your flights all sorted in Pierre and Vacances Village.
It's all with thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. And on to give this a go is Nicola this morning. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. I know only one Nicola and she is from Malahide, but she lives in Scotland. Is that you?
No, I live in Donegal.
In Donegal, okay.
Very nice.
And you want to win a holiday, Nicola? Let's try and sort you out and get you away for 7 nights, shall we?
Very nice.
Let's see if we can get you there. We're talking Fuerteventura, Nicola. Have you ever been before?
No, I haven't.
Have you heard this game before?
No.
No, okay. Let me explain to you, Nicola. The whole basic premise of the game is some songs are going to play and you have to guess them within 25 seconds, okay? 5 songs and artists are going to play. There's 25 seconds going on the clock. You've got to guess them all. When you guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds, you'll win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura, completely on us. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song. Let's say if it's a collaboration or something like that. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, Nicola, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song anytime, just shout the word swap. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. Does that all make sense, Nicola?
Right. No, that's no worries.
And do you have any questions for us before we start?
Can I have help if there's someone beside me?
You can, but you just need to be the person to answer. You need to be the person to say to us what the answer is.
Well done for being so honest there, Nicola. We respect that.
Yeah, we do. Who is there beside you, Nicola?
Mammy.
Shout nice and loud with your answers, okay?
Yeah, no, that's perfect.
All right, Nicola, 25 seconds on the clock. Nicola from Donegal, the best of luck. Song 1 plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Pay the toll to the angels. Draw a circle. What's the song, Nicola? Keep your mind on the distance. Any
ideas, girl? The devil.
Lady Gaga. And what's the song called? Stop the clock, Abracadabra. We'll give you that one. Whoo!
By the skin of your teeth.
You have 7 seconds left. Well, you've about 8 seconds left, which means I can't do maths real quick. How much have we used up?
We've used a fair bit, but you've 2 seconds per song. So look, it's going to be epic. I'm looking forward to this.
Let's see if we can do it, Nicola. Let's go for song 2 anyway. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. No. Good guess though. 3, 2, 1.
That is Tate McRae. She did sound similar to Selena Gomez there, and the song's her new one. It's called Sports
Star. I actually think Selena Gomez was a good guess, in fairness. It did sound like her. Nicola, it wasn't to be today, but did you have a bit of crack?
Yeah, sure.
Why not?
A bit of fun.
It was a bit of fun. Nicola, thank you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Enjoy, girl.
No worries.
Good luck. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Listen, not to be today for Pearl Nicola, but you might have a good shot at it on Monday. If you want to register, just send us over the word golden, and you could be winning a holiday on a Monday. That's a good day to win it. Good start to the week.
Very, very nice start to the week.
You know what this is.
Tate McRae and Sports Car on Spin.
You think you wanna.
It's awful. I hate it.
Do you know what's funny? Is people are like discovering Tate McRae because of that song.
Really?
Like our girl Lucy who works here is like, I never listened to Tate McRae and now I'm obsessed with her because of Sports Car.
After that song.
I'm like, Tate McRae's had bangers for quite some time now, you know?
Yeah, but if that was the song I heard originally, I'd be like, not for me.
Dave loves the music we're playing. Alan, what's going on?
What a week it's been. The 4-day week absolutely flew. The mornings are brighter, the days are longer, and the weather's been pretty great. But it can't all be good things.
Boom.
I welcome you to the worst bits of the week.
Let's do it.
And earlier on in the week,
we were talking about Beanie Babies, and Emma used a really weird word to describe them. Do you remember Beanie Babies when you were
great.
A kid?
Yeah, so sloppy. Not sloppy, but sloppy is the wrong word. Sloppy. Get me? It kind of slop around. Sloppy doesn't make sense, but do you understand what I mean?
Sloppy.
Sloppy is the wrong word, but you can imagine. What's it called when something sounds like it is? Like, they kind of slouchy, slouchy.
Did you ever figure out the word?
Onomatopoeic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the word to, like, when the word sounds like the thing. And I meant to say slouchy. We went with sloppy. Onomatopoeia was the other word I couldn't remember.
But slouchy is not onomatopoeic.
Oh, slouch.
No.
It really isn't.
Oh, slouchy couch.
Like, onomatopoeia is bang.
Bang. Pop.
Yeah. Kapow.
Slouch. Slop.
Dave found out that he could talk to cats in the week and made a wild revelation.
What the cat is saying is, how are you, boy? Do you want to come down Mahon Point? He says all cats are from Cork.
Are they?
Yeah, they are.
That makes so much more sense now.
So you can hear that, you know?
Yeah.
When you can't unhear it, it's actually very true.
As soon as I said it, I was like, that's such a good point.
I've seen cats this week and I've said, God, they've come a long way from Cork.
They're all from Cork.
Marley Park.
Yeah. We tried to be very safe. I was talking about Emma's dog's private parts earlier in the week. Then Mr. Unsubtle comes along.
Hello.
Oh, crap. Seamus's private bits are in the photo.
Little Willy. Little Willy.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Alan, really, really glad to be there on
Little Willy.
Bits at the start of the morning, but Dave's going to go for Little Willy. And that is exactly what I'm talking about.
I didn't say it outright. I said, Little Willy.
Little Willy. God, that show will go down in history as one of the weirdest we've done.
It was bizarre.
Talking about dogs. Willies.
Yeah, our bad.
Very strange.
And finally, I got very vulnerable yesterday talking about my passion for Frozen 2. Here we go, crescendo. Oh, it's just, I listen to that on the way home sometimes. There's a tear that comes down my eye when I'm going through Whitehall on the 16.
You're really not doing your street cred any favours.
Leave me alone. Frozen 2 supremacy.
You're on a wild one at the moment, our Callum.
Yeah, I do what I want. I've been producing Callum. They've been the worst bits of the week. But I did put up on my Instagram story about my Frozen 2, like my love for Frozen 2.
Yeah, what one was
yesterday.
Better?
And I asked, what do you think is better, Frozen or Frozen 2? Everyone is wrong. Everyone who listens to this show or follows me on Instagram at Callum
Fowler. What was the percentage?
73% said Frozen and 27% said Frozen 2.
27% people are silly.
I got a message from David, another David, being like, I expect a full apology tomorrow morning. I refuse. Frozen 2, I will stand by my ground and say, Frozen 2 is the better film, better songs, better story, better everything.
Incorrect. What? Same man who started singing a Frozen 1 song the other day. Like, it's so good.
He was like, Frozen 2 is the best. And he started singing a song that's iconically Frozen 1. It was like, you don't even know what you're talking about, sir. Do your research. All right, you've voting for the final song of the show. The song to launch the weekend, you know? Just remember what station you're listening to. This is Spin. It's a cool place to hang out. The place cool music. With that in mind, I went for Iggy Azalea and Fancy.
Very, very cool. IGGY with my name in bold. Very cool. Yeah. Very, very cool.
It sounds to me like I have the win in my back pocket this week.
Yeah, very, very good. And I thought, you know what? I have the win in my pocket. It's Naughty Boy. It's Sam Smith.
Like,
two
his
cool
name
artists.
Is Naughty Boy. That's cool.
It's cool. It's young. Boy. It's hip. It's wild. And it was La La La. You know, great choice. Probably that is the winner.
Yeah. Gotta be.
And I am going for 5 wins in a row, and I want to say that I know our listeners very well. I know what music they want to hear. And for the last 4 weeks, that has been correct. It was 3 Pitbull songs and Westlife. So this week, I went completely rogue, and I went the Saturdays, not
Saturdays is not rogue.
Well, it's kind of cheesy. So the results are in. The votes have been counted. And it stands at 30%, 30%, 40%.
Okay.
And I can reveal the winner with 40% of the vote this morning.
Don't do
and
it.
And if you want to check the results...
Don't do it.
Because it's me, and I won 5 in a row, baby! 5! You can't stop me!
I give up. What, I honestly give up.
Tell us how to stop you.
Have a good weekend.
Good luck. Took my heart from the dark. I'm falling hard. With you it's light. You kill the shade. My burning pain. Yeah.
Buy now, save now at Menards. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands including KitchenAid, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Whirlpool appliances at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save now.